Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I'm always so blessed to think about people who are either listening in their car, listening at home. Maybe you've got your Bible out and you're studying the Word of God and you're just using this as a supplement to your study of God's Word. And when I think about that, it just blesses me. My prayer, whether I know you or don't, is that God will minister to you right where you are. I don't know how many times I've gone to the Word of God and perhaps I'm hearing a teaching or whatever, and God speaks to me through that time. And that's my prayer for these studies. I just pray that God will speak to your heart as you take the time to study His Word. We always go to Him in prayer as we begin our study. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we just come before you today with open hearts and minds, open ears and eyes to receive from you. Lord, we're just so grateful that you've given us the capacity to have your word, to be able to understand your word by your Holy Spirit guiding us into all truth. Lord, and as a bonus to that, you'll even give us the power to live according to that truth as we humble ourselves before you. So that's what we do today. We humble ourselves before your throne, and we ask you, Lord, to minister to us as we study your word today. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Jesus Not Judging. It's taken from the book of John chapter 12 and verse 47. The Apostle John wrote how, I am come into a light into the world, that whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness. And in chapter 12 and verse 47 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. Where we read, and if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. The verse reads, and if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. John began with Jesus' words, and if any man, which means, and whether any person, male or female, hear my words or is endowed with the faculty of hearing, perceiving, understanding, and discerning my, Jesus' sounds produced by the voice and having definite meaning, and believes not, which means and does not trust in, rely upon, cling to, or have confidence in Jesus' words, I judge him not, or I, Jesus, do not condemn, put asunder, or pronounce an opinion concerning right or wrong toward that person, whether male or female. John shared how Jesus said he did not condemn people who do not have faith in his words. The verse continues, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. John added Jesus' words, for I came not, which means because, since, and on account that I, Jesus, did not arise, appear, to judge the world, or to condemn, put asunder, and pronounce an opinion concerning right or wrong upon the earth and its inhabitants, but to save the world, which means, however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, to rescue the earth and its inhabitants from danger and destruction. John shared how Jesus said his purpose for coming to the earth was to rescue it and not to condemn it. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus did not appear on the earth to condemn it, but to rescue it. People needed a Savior, and Jesus came to be the Christ and Messiah of God, so people could be saved from the danger and destruction to come. Jesus died upon the cross to save people from their sins. And when they submit themselves to Him as their personal Savior and Lord, He will forgive their sins and grant them everlasting life. Those who consider and believe Jesus' words will understand His purpose for coming to the earth and yield their lives to Him. Next time John shares how Jesus says, he that rejects me and receives not my words has one that judges him. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word in Jesus' name.